Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips.
We all have to face tests at some time or another, even if it's merely to see if a whopping great box of detergent has made our elderly shirts whiter than grey. Our naval draft, however, prefer not to face tests. They back away from them furiously. As indeed they back away from everything that originates from the Admiralty.
Commander Shaw, Admiralty here.
Edmund's on his way to see you, sir.
Well, don't muck about. Head him off.
I'm afraid he's already left his office, sir.
Oh, law. Well, thanks for the warning, anyway.
Oh, get out of my way, blaster! Where's Shaw's office? Oh, don't tell me, I'll find it. Oh, do stop getting under me feet, man. Shaw! Shaw!
I'm in here, sir. This way.
Oh, there you are. This building's like a whacking great game of hide-and-seek. Nobody knows who's supposed to be it.
Would you like a chair, sir?
Eh? Wheel a bike, where? Oh, of course. Oh, help yourself.
I said, would you like a chair, sir?
Oh, no, thanks. I'd rather sit.
Got any gin?
Certainly, sir.
When? Too early in the morning for a large one.
Oh, quite.
Oh, cheers. Well, now. These psychoanalyst wallows have dreamed up another series of tests, apparently. About time, too. Couldn't do the last lot myself.
Neither could the psychoanalyst wallows, actually.
Well, sort out a draft to come up here and take the confounded things, will you?
Well, certainly, sir. You know, I think I know exactly the right mob to lumber with you.
Well, I can't stop any longer. Oh, have a good trip on your bike. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, get out of me way, can't you? Clattering up the corridors all the time. Well, where's me office? I've lost me office. Who's seized me office? Oh, do get out of me way, man.
Yes, sir.
Get me Commander Povey at Portsmouth, will you?
Certainly, sir.
And you'd better get another bottle of gin in for the office. The Admiral's just had a quick one.
All right, sir. You're through.
Commander Povey here?
Sure, here, old man. Got a little job for the island draft.
I did. I did to hear it. That mob hasn't done a day's work in years.
The psychoanalyst Wallers wants them up here to go through some new tests.
Oh, then I can tell you the result beforehand. They'll be graded as stark raving mad. Or I'm a Dutchman.
Are you really? By George, you picked up the lingo, jolly one.
I didn't say I was a Dutchman. I merely meant it.
Oh, what's the use? When do you want them up there?
Soon as possible. Get them mobile, will you?
It'll be a pleasure. They'll take these tests whether they like it or not.
And you might as well come up and take them too, Pervy, old man.
What? Well,
You never know your luck. You may get slung out of the service.
Slung out of the service?
You look a right Charlie in a bowler hat, old man. Toodly bye.
I say, Heather, Has old Thunderguts arrived yet?
He has. He's in number one's office and is fuming.
It's these new psychology tests he's mentioned on the phone earlier. He's got to take them as well.
Oh, what a shame. Thunderguts Purvey. 2 out of 10 could do better.
Well, careful, it may be Phillips Leslie. 1 out of 10 could not do better.
Oh, nonsense. I shall pass these new tests with flying colors.
Oh, that was unkind, Heather.
It's not nearly so unkind as number one will be if you don't answer that buzzer.
Oh, lummy, yes, yes. Coming!
Coming!
You, sir, buzz? You buzz, sir?
Yes, sir, Fister Millips, I buzzed. I mean, Fist Millie Yillips.
He gets everybody at it eventually.
I do, don't I? Must be a gift.
Try not to develop it any further.
No doubt you've heard that we are all to travel up to Admiralty tomorrow to take these ridiculous tests.
That's a complete waste of my time. And the country's money, if you ask me.
Oh, no need to look on the dark side, sir. I mean, you might scrape through.
Might scrape through? I don't believe it.
Neither do I, sir. But you might have a bit of luck.
Mr. Phillips, I can't stand any more of this. Sort out some transport, will you, number one?
I'll do my best, sir.
I'm going back to Pompey. I'll see you there tomorrow morning. No, don't bother to see me off.
Goodbye, sir. You know, sometimes I don't think he likes me.
Really? What made you think he might be the exception who did?
I don't know, really, sir, unless, of course, it might... what was all that about transport, sir?
Ah, yes, I must see Chief Petty Officer Pertwee about that at once.
Oh, I take it we're walking all the way, then.
Very possibly, Mr. Phillips, very possibly. But I'll see if I can persuade him to dig out a rusty tandem we could borrow.
Right. I expect he'll find something, sir. At a price.
Yes, but as he's coming with us, I've every hope of a 1959 Rolls-Royce. The looks model, complete with liveried chauffeur and two footmen.
Yes. I bet I know who'll end up by being the two footmen.
Quite.
But then travelling with Pertwee always has its little hazards.
Hazard, sir? Yes. One wrong word and all your personal luggage ends up on the wrong train. Next heard of in a second-hand dealer's in Port Said.
Another one of his relatives, sir?
Bound to be.
It's just a thought, sir, but I suppose one of Pertwee's relatives at Admiralty wouldn't,
What? What is this?
Well, sort of,
What is this?
Know the answers to these psychology tests, wouldn't he, sir? Mm-hmm.
Philip, what? Are you suggesting that we should resort to underhanded cheating?
Oh, sir, I'm afraid I was.
Ah, splendid scheme.
Yes.
I'll have a word with the chief at once.
We don't have a nut size. Good morning.
So it's me, there's about as much chance of getting an extra blanket out of here as there is a plate of caviar.
Oh, well, that's where you're wrong. Because caviar I've got. Blankets we're short of, but caviar I've got. Yeah, Sybil sent me some.
Sybil? Well, that's your bit of stuff, isn't it?
Bit of stuff? Yeah, sure, and how dare you call Pertwee's current bench a bit of stuff? I'll have you know Sybil's got class.
Reckon she must have if she sends you caviar.
Yeah, well, not only has she got class, she also works for a fishmonger.
Can I try some of your caviar, Chief?
Certainly not. I haven't boiled it yet.
Pity, I just fancied a bit of boiled caviar.
You always just fancy anything if it's food.
That's so.
Why don't you go on a diet?
I am on a diet.
Then I've got news for you. It's not working.
I lost a couple of pounds last week.
You didn't lose them, Johnson. They're back. Now, shut up. I want to think.
What's the matter, then?
Oh, Sybil's in London on her cod, and I've got to get up there somehow.
Well, why don't you put in for a pass?
What, and pay me own fare? You're joking, of course.
So I was.
Yeah. All right, that'll do. No need to get it steady, me clinical. Now, I can all get up to Admiralty officially.
Well, you could tell number one what's happened to the blankets and copper court martin.
Oh, you're full of bright suggestions this morning, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, well, now I've got one. Sweep the stores out.
Oh, that's easy.
With a toothbrush.
Now?
Yeah, now.
Cool.
Ah, good morning, Chief.
Oh, good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
Perhaps he wants to know what's happened to them blankets.
Belt up!
I see you're having our customary staff trouble, Chief.
Yes, well, it's his diet, sir. You know, I think he's getting too much fresh meat. Makes him vicious.
Oh. I should watch your step, Johnson, or you're liable to end up wearing a muzzle chained to a dog kennel, waiting for the Chief to take you walkies.
I've got a better idea, sir. Let's have him destroyed.
You were saying?
Ah, yes, yeah, yes. Now, we are to be guinea pigs for the psychologist, Chief.
Oh, don't think I know that family, too. I once knew a Fred psychologist.
No. They want us to take some new intelligence tests up at Admiralty tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's a pity, sir, because I shall be too busy taking stock.
Up at Admiralty, sir?
Yes, sir.
You mean their lordships are sending us up to the smoke at their expense?
Naturally.
Blimey, he's got jam on it again. Watch it, Sybil.
Cork up, you nutter dumpling, you. Will we be up there long?
Yeah, well, that depends, Chief. I understand that those who pass the test successfully will be granted a 48-hour pass, and those who don't will return to their draft immediately.
Oh, tricky, sir.
Yes, very, yeah, Chief. Unless, of course, by some chance, Chief Petty Officer happens to have a close relative in a position to supply advance information. Did so quite by accident, of course.
Okay, yes, of course, sir. Yeah. Yes, of course, sir. Yeah. I'll ring up the brother of mine at Admiralty straight away.
The brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, Hector. Yeah. Who happened quite by chance and is a pure coincidence, sir, to be in the psychological unit.
Splendid, splendid. I'm sure we shall all look forward to taking those tests with every confidence.
And all the answers. All right.
Yes. Now, you might get transport laid on from Pompeii tomorrow, Chief.
Yes, well, I'll do the best I can, sir, but it's very short notice, you know.
Then let's not make it any shorter. Get on with it, Chief.
Oh, then.
Yeah, splendid. Magnificent day for Johnson's walkies, isn't it?
Johnson!
Woof, woof.
And that'll be quite enough of that. Or you'll get your din-dins in a bowl on the floor. Now, come on, Fido, give me the phone, quick.
Here, Artie.
I've got to get my relative's mobile sorting things out for John D. a bit sharpish.
Number one, I thought I told you to lay on transport for this morning.
Yes, you did say. It'll be here in a minute. Mr. Phillips,
huh?
Have you seen CPO Pertree at all this morning?
Oh, yes, sir. It's not a pretty sight.
Much too early, sir.
Well, see if you can find him. See what's happened about his transport, will you?
Aye, aye, sir.
Shall I help you look for him as well, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, rather.
No, thank you, Heather. Otherwise, the chief will turn up. We shall all spend the rest of the day trying to find you and Mr. Phillips.
Oh, you mustn't worry about us, sir. We shall be all right. Really, sir.
Get it, Mr. Phillips. Ah, here he is.
Chief Petty Officer, Pertwee, reporting, James.
Good morning, Chief. Where's his transport? We're all agog with interest to see what you whistled up.
Well, it wasn't easy, sir. Not at such short notice.
I had a feeling it wouldn't be. What have you done?
Well, it'll be here any second now, sir. Unfortunately, all naval transport was commandeered, so I had to,
Lummy, is that it?
That, sir, as you might say, is it.
It must be the oldest coach in the country.
Well, it's lasted well, I'll admit that, yes.
Mr. Phillips, have you observed the somewhat vulgar sign on the side of this heap?
Why?
Oh, Lord.
Good grief, who owns this load of rust?
Well, if the sign is anything to go by, Ebenezer Pertwee's luxury tours.
And he's done valiant service in the past, sir, valiant service. The relief of Mafeking, guy trips. Mystery tours?
Well, the only mystery so far is how he got it here under his own steam. It does go on steam, I take it.
Only when she boils, sir.
It's about every 3 minutes, I should imagine.
Hey, morning, all.
Morning, Nunky.
Well, how many of you are there?
8, Nunky. What?
That's me springs gone before we start.
I've got the impression they already had long ago.
Thought it was never built at that angle.
Eh? Don't worry about that. Just a slow puncture in your side rear.
Oh, how very uncomfortable for you.
If you ask me, his floggle toggle's in the wrong place.
Oh, no, it didn't, Johnson, so belt up.
Oh, for goodness sake, let's get aboard this wretched thing or we'll be late.
Come on. Oh, look out, mind the door, sir.
Oh.
Nunky, where do you want me to put this door?
You ham handed rotters, you've broken the engine.
What engine?
Oh, leave it where it is and let's get going, for goodness sake.
Would you like to sit next to me, Heather?
I'd love to, but if that outpost is as hard as I think it is, we shall all be standing before very long.
What are you doing, Mr. Phillips?
I'm just discussing Heather's upholstery there.
Well, get going, man.
What?
No, we can't get going. Nobody's rung the bell.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That's better. Hold tight. We're off.
And then again, we're not.
Everybody help!
Oh, this is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, why do we all have to get out again?
To push, sir.
What? But can't he crank the confounded thing?
No, sir. No, I'm afraid not. No. Sitting a bit low as she does, you can't swing the handle without scraping your knuckles on the road.
It works! Everybody in! Everybody in!
I think we've broken down, sir. Again.
Now look at the time. This is the third breakdown since we started.
Well, could be worse, sir. We're smack bang outside a pub.
Oh. Very convenient, Chief. You wouldn't happen to know the landlord at all, sir?
The landlord, sir? Well, yes, in a manner of speaking, it's a bit of luck, sir. But this pub is run by a relative of mine.
Yes, there's a surprise. Quite a coincidence, isn't it, Chief? The first breakdown was outside Amelia Pertwee's old tea shop, eh?
Well, sir, it was a pure coincidence.
The second was outside Fred Pertwee's pull-up for Carmen.
Blind fluke, that could have happened anywhere.
And now, surprise, surprise, we've broken down outside a pub belonging to a Pertwee.
Well, Uncle Charlie does a very good line in lunches, sir. Yeah. Coach parties are catered for. Wallop at the right price.
I'm sure he does a roaring trade, Chief, but not with us. Tell Mr. Ebenezer Pertwee to get this luxury tour underway again at once. And if we break down outside your Auntie Nellie's ice cream kiosk, you'll be in the rattle for months.
All right, sir, and...
Sir.
Well, here we are then. We made it.
Ooh, my back. I'm stiff all over.
Would somebody mind unfolding my leg? I've sort of gone numb from the waist down.
Poor, you're lucky. I can feel absolutely everything.
Perhaps if some are handy, we could hire crutches.
They don't make coaches like this anymore.
So why? How you could see with all that steam boiling out of the radiator in front of you, I don't know.
I couldn't.
I don't think I feel very well.
Cheer up. If anything, you look in a worse condition than Nunky's chatter.
Well, turn on, Nunky. See you soon. Here, Nunky. Here's my love to Auntie. All right, wait till she sobers up, then.
I say, Chief, he's boiling again already.
What? Oh, blimey.
Nunky! Abandoned ship! Everybody down!
Lummy, he'll get down for parking. In 97 different places.
Look out, road hog! I'll have the law on you for this! Help! Making me flog a capped out engine like that, murdering!
What do you think? What
the blazes?
Run for it, sir, run for it. Don't stand here, Nunky's chucking his banners at us. He's dead accurate.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yes, I do.
Come on, for goodness sake, we'll never get to these wretched tests.
Yes, certainly, sir. Chief, sir? We've still got 10 minutes to spare, so perhaps you'd care to have a few words with your brother, Hector.
It'll be a pleasure, sir. Pleasure.
Get Johnson to take your bag.
Oh, yeah, sir, I'll get Johnson to take my... get my bag. Where's Johnson? Where is he? Where's Johnson gone?
I don't know. He was asleep in the back seat of the coach.
Oh, blimey, he must still be there. Quick, sir, we must get the poor nitch out, sir. Johnson!
Oh, hello, Chief. That engine's got a shocking knock in it, isn't it?
Johnson, you dozy great pudding, it blew up.
Oh, that accounts for it, then.
Account for what?
Well, I dreamt I was living in a great big paper bag and somebody popped it.
I'll pop you in a minute.
Yeah.
Come out of there. Come on, get out of it.
Oh.
Look after my gear. I've got to find my brother Hector a bit sharpish. It's all right for you, Johnsy boy, but I don't see why I should.
Don't you?
Don't you indeed? Well, I wasn't going to mention it, but, you know, I did hear that a certain brother of mine, called Hector, who shall be nameless, has been visiting a certain den of iniquity with a certain dubious blonde party and getting involved in a sordid house of order. Is that enough?
All right. All right. You can have the answers.
Very generous of you, I'm sure. Stand by, Sybil. Snogger Pertwee's on his way.
Sybil?
Yeah, Sybil Dubois. She's French. But she's about to cop a short, sharp share of the entente cordiality.
Is she?
She is, Hector, old lad. So hand over the answers.
They're quite simple. All you have to do is to say yes to the first half and no to the second half.
All right, let me get that in. Yes to the first half and no to the second. Is it all?
That's all, Johnsy boy. That'll fix it, all right.
Fix it? I don't like the way you said that.
Oh, just a manner of speech.
I see what's your manners. You make me nervous. See you later, Hector. Johnsy! Johnsy!
Here, Chief. Have you got the answers?
Pertwee always has the answers, my son. We have to say yes to the first half and no to the second half.
Oh, smashing. We better go and tell number one and the others then.
Yeah, of course. Only look, I'm going to put it to them another way.
Hey?
We'll tell them to say no to the first half and yes to the second.
Oh, but that'll mean they'll fail.
A great tragic, Johnson. That'll be a great tragic. But Chief Petty Officer Pertwee is not over keen on having number one and the rest of them about whilst he's on a 48-hour pass with Sybil.
Well, I'll be here.
You I can deal with. Come on, we better go and tell them.
Hey, Heather.
Hmm?
Where should we go this evening if we pass all the tests? Hmm? I thought we might have dinner, then go to a show, and then on to a nightclub.
Well, I thought we might go and see Mummy.
Oh. Unlike my idea, Beth.
Yes, perhaps you're right. We'll have dinner, go to a show, and then on to a nightclub.
I say, that'll be marvelous.
And take Mummy with us.
Oh. What fun. I know, of course. We'll send Mummy out to dinner, then to a show, then on to a nightclub, and we'll go back to your place. Hmm?
Well, but that would be a waste of time. Mummy would be out.
So she would. Oh, what a shame.
Oh, you are incorrigible, Leslie.
Am I really? Well, it's very nice of you to say so. You're a bit of a cracker yourself.
Am I, Mr. Phillips?
What? Oh, Lummy.
It's very nice of you to say so.
I'm lumbered with number one. I mean, oh, Lummy is number one.
In the flesh, Mr. Phillips. Heather, I wonder if you'd like to come out to dinner this evening.
Oh, it's all raised up.
What is?
You're going to dinner, then to a show, then on to a nightclub. With Heather's mummy.
Oh, am I? I see. How gay.
It will be. You don't know mummy.
Has Pertwee got to know your mummy yet? has Pertwee got all the answers yet, son?
He has indeed. We say no to the first half and yes to the second half.
Well, I think it's awful cheating like this.
Yes, so do I. But let's.
Come on, sir, ready for it.
Yeah, coming, sir, coming. Let battle commence. No to the first half and yes to the second half. No to the first, yes to the second.
We should know the results any minute now.
How much longer are they going to keep us waiting here?
Oh, do get out of my way, man. Anyone would think you lived in this confounded corridor, stupid nincompoop.
It shouldn't be long now, sir. Here's the Admiral.
Oh, there you are. You seen that island draft anywhere?
Actually, sir, we are the island draft.
Oh. Well, if you see them, tell them to come to my office, will you? This way. Who are you? Well, sir, don't tell me. Just get out from under me feet, for Pete's sake. Madhouse, that's what it is. In here, now park yourself somewhere.
Thank you, sir.
Up there, you idiot! That's my chair.
Whoops, wrong again.
As ever, Mr. Phillips.
As ever.
Well, I've got the results of these tests somewhere. Oh, where are they? Oh, here they are. Now, I'll read about you. 16 bottles of gin, one tonic. Well, that can't be right.
Well, perhaps that's your wardroom account card.
Oh, so it is, yes. I say, I wonder who had that tonic. More than me, that's a dead cert. Oh, yes, here's the thing. Who's Pertwee?
Is it Johnson? Aunt Pertwee, sir.
You know, you're in a shocking state. You're the only one who failed.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I beg your pardon, sir.
You answered yes to all the first half and no to all the second half.
Well, sir, you see, I thought that when...
How you ever got in the service, I can't think. Look at your paper. Do you get dizzy spells? Yes. Do you frequently lose your temper? Yes. Do you look under the bed at night? Yes.
It's a karma. That's what it is, a karma.
And part two. Do you go out with girls? No. Do you believe honesty is the best policy? No.
Well, that's accurate, any road.
Well, I don't understand it, sir. Where's that now called underhanded double-dealing brother of mine?
Oh, I met him in the canteen, Chief, with his fiancée. They've got the weekend off.
Yeah. It's what? His fiancée?
Sybil Dubois. Such a nice girl.
Sybil?
Your brother asked to be remembered to you, Chief.
Oh, I remember him all right, with a brick down a dark alley.
Ah, that'll do, Chief.
But he gave me the wrong answer. Just a minute. Johnson!
What, Chief?
Look, apart from me, you were the only one who knew the right answer. How come you haven't failed as well?
Well, I always forgot which half was supposed to be which. So I just used me loaf.
You couldn't have done. You haven't got that much gravy in your bowl.
Well, all the rest of you have passed with flying colours. You can collect your 48-hour passes on the way out.
But it's not fair, sir. I'll be on me Todd. It's not fair. That's what I say, sir.
Now, where's that fella Pertwee gone?
Gone for a Pert. No, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry, sir. Yes, sir.
The M.O.'s given you a week's sick leave.
Well, I can explain, sir. Look, through a pure coincidence, and is... The M.O.'s what, sir?
He's given you sick leave. You're in a shocking state, so I should take it easy for me.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, sir, you know, Admiral, how it is, sir. Overwork, devotion to duty. Gets us all in the end. For as long as there's a drop of blood in me veins, and I can stand up, hold me up there,
sir! Oh, for crying out loud.
Right, sir. And as soon as he gets back, we'll send him to the Royal Naval Physical Training Course at Pitt Street for a month.
PT for a month?
Must build you up, Chief. If you're not fit by then, we'll send you back to Pitt Street for another month.
Oh, I'll be in the pit, sir. I mean in the pink, sir. But I'm not black and blue, that is.
I thought you would. This way out, Chief.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I just noticed something. Povey. Where's Povey?
Yes, sir.
Good gracious, man. You're in a worse state than the other fella.
Well, that's impossible.
Oh, no, it isn't. You've doodled on the top.
Doodled? I don't remember.
The board have interpreted it. Two of them reckon you're a simpleton, and the other one reckon you're a raving nut.
What? Oh, what a shame, sir.
Heartbreaking, Chief. Heartbreaking, yes. Well, a grand evening for a night out, isn't it?
That was Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Hector Pertwee was Michael Bates, Heather was Heather Chasen, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and the Admiral was played by Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.